Mesechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Hey, the second line from the top of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and previously the Gemara taught us that B'digei Gilei Arayis is the din of Yair Gval Yavor, and our Gemara now continues, Om Reb Yehuda Om Rav, that Reb Yehuda taught the name of Rav, Maisa Ba'odim Echot, Shinosan Eino B'isha Achas, V'hel Libaitino, that it was a story with a person that saw a woman, and he desired her, and he became sick, and as Rashi states, Me'roib Avo, Nitamtim Liboy, V'hel Ochayli, Nubo V'shol L'Reifim, V'omru, Ein Le'tekon, and they went to the doctors, and the doctors said that his only remedy is that he should have beer with her. And Amru Chachamim Yomus V'altibolloi, that Chacham stated that he should die, and we should not allow her to have beer with him. And they asked the Chachamim, Tamid Lufana Aruma, can she at least stand in front of him without clothing, and maybe that will suffice in order to heal him? And the Chacham responded, Yomus V'altamid Lufana Aruma, that he should rather die, and she should not stand in front of him without clothing. And once again, they asked the Chacham, that maybe would suffice if she stands behind a fence and she speaks to him, that will also help him and that will heal him. And the Gemara tells us that Chum responded, that he should rather die and she should not even speak with him from behind a fence. And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Pligi bo Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, Rab Shmuel Ba'Nachmani, as to her status, as Chad Oma Eshesish Ha'isa, V'Chad Oma Pri Ha'isa, as one says that this woman was an Eshesish, and one says that she was unmarried, and the Gemara states Bishleim Manda Amma Eshesish Shaisa Shapir, that Bishleim according to the Manda Amma that states that this woman was an Eshesish, so it makes sense why the Rabbanan says that there was no Eitza. However, El Manda Amma Prihaisa Maikule Hai, that what was the big deal if he would have had beer with her, or if she would stand in front of him without clothing, or if he would speak with her while she was behind a fence? And the Gemara responds Rapapa Amma Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, and as Rashi explains Mishpachas Heisha Shoy Boishim Medova, that the family of this woman would be embarrassed, and even though she would be meichel on her own embarrassment, but even so, she wasn't able to be meichel the busha for her family. And Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika Amar Kadei Shlo Yiyu B'nei Yisrael Prutzos B'Arayis, that this was also to do in order to make sure that the B'nei Yisrael are not Prutzos B'Arayis. And as Rashi states, Lama B'Fnei Anoshim Losis B'Hameinayim V'Yimasum L'Hem L'Biya, and this way the Rabbanan said that even though this person could potentially die, but they made a takana that they shouldn't do so, as otherwise other people would also take advantage of other girls and they would also try to get them to become prutzais. However, the Gemara is Valinsaba Minsav, that even though there may be a problem if she did so without getting married, but since she was a pria, so why didn't Rabbanan just say that in order to save this man's life, that she should at least get married to him, and this way they would live beheter? And as Rashi states, the Inkan Prutzis Barayas, the Kul loved in Hachi Valinsaban, the Inkan Avera El Mitzvah, and this would not only not be an Avera, but even be a Mitzvah. However, the Gemara states, Lo Miasva Daite Kirab Yitzchak, that if he would have beer with her when they would be married, that would not actually help him, and he wouldn't be healed through this, based on the memory of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyem Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Nitla Tambia V'Nitla Ivra Avera, that from the time that the Churban happened, that the Tambia was taken away from Klal Yisrael, and it was only given to those that perform an Avera, and that do a Bia B'Avera, Shenema, as the Pasuk of Mishlei states, Mayim Genuvim Taku V'Lechem Starim Yinam, that water that is stolen is sweet, and bread that is in hiding is pleasant. And Rashi states, Miyem Shechar Beis Migdash Kashal Koyach Mendaigus Rabbis, that Bnei Yisrael's Koyach became weakened because they had so many daigus and worries, Vein Ruach Kama B'ish Liyeh's Toyev L'Ishtai, and therefore they didn't have as much taiva for their wives. Lefikach Nitel Tambia, Benitel Ivra Vera, She Yitzahara Taikvan, Umar B'Tavosan, as then the Yitzahara gives them strength, as Mabra Taiva. And Rashi explains that the Raya is from the end of the Pasuk that states V'lechem Starim Yinam, and the word Lechem refers to a woman as Lishtam Al Yonokat, and just like we find in the Pasuk B'negeah Paitifera and Yosef, that the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayeshev Vayazer Kol Shaloi B'yad Yosef V'lo Yoda Itay Me'uma Ki Im Alechem Ashur Eichel V'hi Yosef Yifei Toya V'yifei Mara. However, Ayin Yad Rama Shenema Mayim Gedubim Taku Gabi Dvar Verik Sibi Mishlei V'derech Mashlu V'yesh Oim Lechem Starim K'moi Ki Im Alechem Ashur Eichel, which is as Rashi brought down. However, the Yad Rama states V'ab Milsehi D'hosim Lav Issa Kama D'hab Lechem Mamishkai, V'hachi kamar, and the Torah is telling us v'lo yada itay meuma klima mitoich sheminani yamloinai. And since Potiphar completely trusted Yosef with all his money and all his financial affairs, lo yada itay meuma eni yodei meuma mikomem meinai ki im halechem hashu eichal. And the only thing that he knew was the actual bread that he ate. As kashani noisnes halechem ufanav yodei beliboy sheyesh lo lechem lechol. As at that point he knows that he has bread to eat, but otherwise he doesn't think about his financial affairs. And the Adramar brings a raya as teda de kroy muchi dohachi kama yichsiv mikamei hachi hein adoni lo yodo itima bebayis chol ashi yashloi nosam biyodi hadloch ben seri meira hadloch ben seri meira hadloch ben seri meira. And we continue with the new parak and the new mishnah, and the previous two prakim spoke about all the niskalim, and we saw 18 different niskalim, and our parak will begin and discuss those that are nisrafim. And as we will see that for 10 different yisurim in the Torah, the chiyuv mises bezin and the chiyuv mises bnei adam is through sreifa. And before we begin with the parak, let us begin with hakdama. As we know, the din is in ancient elim kemazirin, and the psukim in Pashas Achri Mois are the makaris for the azores for arayas in the Torah. And in Pashas Kedoshim, the Torah brings the ancient for those azores and the ancient for someone that is oivan any of the arayas in the Torah. In Pashas Achri Mois, in parak yud ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk states, Ervas Ishu Bita Le Sigale, as Bas Benov, as Bas Bita Le Sikach Le Galas Avasa, Sha'arehino Zimahi. And then in Pashas Kedeshim, the Torah speaks about the Inish, as the Pasuk states in Parachov, Pasuk Yudalid, V'isha Shiyikach as Isha Ves Ima Zimahi, Ba'ish Yusufu Isa Ves Hen, V'le Sia Zima B'seichem. And clearly the Torah tells us that if someone is Ivan the Issa and has beer with a woman and her mother, then the Chi of Misa would be Sreifa. And Lemaisa, as we will see in Daf Ayin Vavam Beis, that is machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to how to understand this pasuk, and there's machlekes between Abaye and Rava as to how to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And in order to understand our sugya, let us learn the brisa, which begins 15 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Vavam Beis. And as the brisa states, Tan Rabbanan Oisay Vesen, and certainly the pasuk is teaching us that the boyal, the man, will be killed. But then the pasuk states Vesen, and the word Eshen seems to be telling us that both women will also be killed. However, Rabbi Shmuel states, Oisai Vesachzmehen de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel understands that the word Eshen is only referring to one of the women that it mentions in this pasuk, and we will explain this further in a moment. And Rabbi Kiva email, Oisai Veshtein, and Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk is actually teaching us that the boil will be killed, as well as both of these women. And the Gemara asks, My Benayu, and what is the nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Shmuel and the Shita Rabbi Kiva? And Omar Bai, and Abai explains Mashmeis Darshan Ikebinau that there is no nafkamina la'alacha, as ultimately there's just a question as far as how you dashin different isurim from the psukim. As Rabbi Shmuel Sava Isay Vesen Isay Ves Achzben Shekem Blashin Yevani Kering La'achas Hina Ve'im Chamosay Midrasha Asya. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when the pasuk tells us Ve'isha Sheikachas Isha Ves Ima Zimahi, that's actually referring to someone that gets married to his wife Rachel and then has beer with his mother-in-law, and certainly there was no issa for him to have a relationship with his wife, and therefore the only one that's shayach to have misa is only the boil and the mother-in-law, but not Rachel. And when the Torah tells us Be'ish Yisufu Oisei Vesen, the Torah is telling us that Reuven as well as his mother-in-law Achai Yisrefa, and the word Eshen means and one of the two women referring to the mother-in-law, and certainly Rachel will not be Chai Misa. And Lemaisa, the only way that Rabbi Shmuel knows that a person will be Oiva and be Chai Yisrefa when he has beer with his grandmother law, that will be from a different drasha and not directly from this pasuk. However, Rabbi Kiva Sava Oisay Veshen Oisay Veshtein Ve'im Chamaisa Hachaksiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds that since the pasuk tells us Be'ish Yisufu Oisay Veshen, and the word Eshen must be referring to two different females, and even though the pasuk stated Ve'isha Sheikach as Isha Ves'ima, and the pasuk is discussing a person that marries Rachel and then had beer with his mother-in-law, so which two women would be Chai Misa? And certainly Rachel will not be Chai Misa, as it was certainly mutter for her to have beer with her husband, and therefore when the pasuk states Eshen, it must be teaching us that not only is it also to be mizana with one's mother-in-law, but it's also also to be mizana with one's grandmother-in-law, and if he does so, then his mother-in-law and his grandmother-in-law will be chayiv sreifa. And keep in mind, as Abaye stated, that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Kiva that if one is mizana with their grandmother-in-law, certainly both Reuven and his grandmother-in-law will be chayiv sreifa. However, we don't learn this directly from the pasuk, and we learn it based on Gzeir Shavah that we will see in our sugya. But ultimately, the only difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel Well, as Rabbi Akiva learns, that this pasuk is actually speaking about being mezana with the mother-in-law or his grandmother-in-law. However, Rabbi Shmuel holds that this pasuk is only teaching us that if one is mezana with their mother-in-law, that they would both be chayav sreifa. However, the Gemara continues, Rava amar chamisa la'chamisa ikar b'naru, Rabbi Shmuel sava chamisa la'chamisa b'sreifa, Rabbi Akiva sava isur ba'alma. Rashi explains that Rava holds that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel understand that this pasuk is specifically talking about a person's mother-in-law, and it's not speaking about a person's grandmother-in-law. And Rabbi Shmuel understands that the pasuk is teaching us that even if Reuven was married to Rachel and Rachel already died, and then Reuven would be mezana with his mother-in-law, then his mother-in-law would be chayav misa, even though Reuven's wife already died. And as Rashi brings, "Dahachi kamekra afilu ein miskayemes ala achas mehen tisarif," that even if only one of them is alive, then there's still a chiyuv sreifa. And Rabbi Akiva holds that the only time that a person would be chayav misa if he's mezana with his mother-in-law is only if his wife is still alive. But if Reuven's wife Rachel already died and predeceases her mother, then if Reuven now has bia with his ex-mother-in-law, then although it would be asa, but neither of them would be chayav sreifa. As Rashi brings down, "Eshen shtei mashma v'hachi kama im ishtei kayemes tisarev chamaisai v'im lav in kan einu sreifa ala issa oru sheichivim chesantai ayin sham." And keep in mind that according to Rava, it would come out that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel do not learn the makar that is a chiyuv sreifa for someone that's mezana with their grandmother-in-law from the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, and instead they will learn it based on a gzeira shava that we will see in our sugya. And lefi zeh, bein lefi Rabbi Akiva and bein lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim is only speaking about someone that's mezana with their mother-in-law, and it's not referring to someone that was mezana with his grandmother-in-law. And finally, let's point out that the pasuk in Achri Mois tells us, "Erves bas pinchoi bas pitcha leisigale avoson ke avoscha hina." This is an azara that a person cannot have bia with his son's daughter or his daughter's daughter, meaning his granddaughter. And as Rashi points out in Pashas Achri Mois, that this refers to his granddaughter that he had out of wedlock. And for example, if he was ma'anis a woman, then his anusa had a son or a daughter, and then that son or daughter had a daughter, so Reuven would be also his granddaughter. And Rashi tells us that bitayu bas bitay me'ishtoi, that the makar that's also for Reuven to have a relationship with his daughter or his granddaughter that he had from his wife, that is learned from Pasuk Yud Zayin that stated, "Erbis ishobita leisigale as bas binov as bas bita leisikach legalas avosa," and that specifically is talking about his daughter from his wife or to his wife's daughter, meaning his stepdaughter or his step-granddaughter. And with this background, let us begin our Mishnah, as our Mishnah states, "Ve'elu hinan esrafim," that these are the ones that would be chayav sreifa. And the Mishnah's first case is habal ishobita, and based on the machlekes that we saw between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and Abai and Rava on daf ayin zayin amud beis, the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah means when it states that someone's baal ishobita, that they would be chayav sreifa. Keep in mind that certainly when the Mishnah mentions habal ishobita, it's referring to the chayav sreifa that is mentioned in Pashas Kedoshim regarding ishobita. As Rashi at the beginning of Gemara states, "Alma hach ishobita ksivi behedya," that the Mishnah must be referring to that ishobita that is explicitly spoken about in the Torah in Pashas Kedoshim. And the Mishnah continues with the second chiyuv sreifa that is mefurish in the Torah. And the Mishnah tells us, "Ubas koyin shezinsa," and if a bas koyin is mizana, and keep in mind that the Mishnah doesn't state habal bas koyin, as certainly the one that's bal bas koyin is not going to be chiyuv sreifa. And as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Emor, "Ubas ish koyin kiseich eliznais as avia hi mechalelus be'ishti sarif," and we learn out he b'sreifa ve'im boyel b'sreifa, and therefore Mishnah states "Ubas koyin shezinsa," and as Rashi states, "Klima b'chim bas koyin shezinsa hi b'sreifa avol boyel la b'sreifa hu." And the Mishnah continues that although the first two cases of our Mishnah are mefurish in the pasuk, however, from the pesukim that discuss ishobita, we will learn that there are others that are also chayav sreifa. And as the Mishnah continues, "Yesh b'chlal ishobita bita ubas bita ubas pinoy ubas ishto ubas bita ubas pinoy chamaisa ve'im chamaisa ve'im chamav," and if someone is mezana with any of these nine women, they will be chayav sreifa, and the women will also be chayav sreifa. And ayin Rashi, "Yesh b'chlalon klima minayu yalfinon kulu hanach b'gzeir shava k'il kamar mebraisa," that based on gzeir shavais, we will learn from the din of isha ubita that there's a chiyuv sreifa in all these other cases as well. And Rashi explains, "Bito ubas pinoy" is referring to a man that's mezana with his daughter or with his granddaughter that he had from his anusa and was not born through marriage. And the next three dinim in the Mishnah is "bas ishto bas bito bas pinoy," referring to a person that's mezana with the daughter of his wife or his wife's daughter daughter's daughter or his wife's son's daughter, and doesn't make a difference if it's also his daughter or his granddaughter, or if it's only his stepdaughter or step-granddaughter. And finally, the third category is chamaisa ve'im chamaisa ve'im chamav, that if Reuben is mezana with his mother-in-law or his grandmother-in-law, and it doesn't make a difference if his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother, and in all three cases, they would be chayav sreifa. And keep in mind that although it seems from a Mishnah that the Mishnah is listing an additional 9 cases aside from the case of Ishu Bita that we already mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, however, as we will see, that these 9 cases actually include the case of Ishu Bita as well, and the only thing that separates Ishu Bita from these 9 cases is that the cases or the case of Ishu Bita is the only case or cases that are mefurish in the Pasuk that the Chiyu Sreifa for all these other Arayas are learned from the case of Ishu Bita. And our Gemara begins with the Diuk that by the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah stated Yesh Bechlal Ishu Bita, and it brought down the 9 cases where there's a Chiyu Sreifa, so it's mashma when the Reish of the Mishnah mentioned Ishu Bita, it's referring to that Ishu Bita which is specified in the Mefurish in the Torah that there's a Chiyu Sreifa. And therefore, as Rashi points out, certainly when the Mishnah mentions Habal Ishu Bita, not referring to a case where Reuven is married to Rachel and then he has a relationship with Rachel's daughter, as when the Pasuk speaks about Sreifa, certainly the Pasuk is referring to someone's mother-in-law, not to his wife's daughter. And Rashi also points out that by the fact that our Mishnah stated Habal Ishu Bita, so although generally the word Isha can refer to a person's wife, but in our Mishnah it must not be referring to Reuven's wife, as if so, then the Mishnah should have stated Habal Isha Ve'ima, that the Chiyuv of Sreifa applies if one has beer with his wife as well as with her mother, meaning his mother-in-law. And if you will want to explain that in Hanami, our Mishnah is referring to someone as Mizana with his mother-in-law, and we would explain that when Mishnah states Habal Isha Bita, it's telling us that if someone has bia with the woman that is his mother-in-law, as well as his daughter that is his wife, then he would be Chayav Sreifa. Our Gemara now begins and asks Habal Isha Shenasa Bita Leitani, that Lemaisa, if that would be the case, then the Mishnah should have stated that there's a Chayav Sreifa if Reuven has bia with a woman whom he previously married her daughter, meaning that he had bia with his mother-in-law, Ella Habal Isha Bita, but instead the Mishnah used the phrase that Reuven had bia with a woman and her daughter, and Mechlal the Tabayu Lisura, and it's Muchach that the Mishnah is telling us that there was an Issa to have bia with either one of them, and Man Inu Chamoisei Ve'im Chamoisei. Therefore, it must be that the proper explanation when the Mishnah stated Habal Isha Bita is referring to a person's grandmother-in-law as well as her daughter, meaning his mother-in-law. The Chiyuv of Sreifa that is mentioned in the Pasuk refers to someone that's Mizana with his mother-in-law or with his grandmother-in-law, and as the Gemara continues, Viktani Yesh Bechlal Ishu Bita, and as the Mishnah continued, that from the din of Ishu Bita, we learn all the other Chiyuv of Sreifa, B'negei Dinim of Erva, Mechlal Tavayu Ksiva Behedya, V'hanach B'drosha Asya, and it's Muchach that when the Mishnah stated Ishu Bita, and it refers to Chamaisai and Eim Chamaisai, that those are actually Mefurish in the Pasuk, and all the others are learned based on drashas. And our Gemara therefore is Hanichla Abaya the Am Mashmais Dershin Ikar Benau Mastisin Money Rabbi Kivahi. So our Mishnah would work out very well according to Abaya that we brought in the Akdama that taught us that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and the only nafkamina is as to what the makar is that a person that's mizana with his grandmother-in-law is chayis sreifa. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, this would be learned from drashas and it's not mefurish in the pasuk. But according to Rabbi Kiva, this is actually mefurish in the pasuk. As Rabbi Kiva explained that when the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim stated Ishash Yikach as Isha Ves Ima Zimahi, that if Reuven marries Rachel and he's then Mizana with her mother, meaning his mother-in-law, Zimahi Ba'ish Yisufu Isa Vesen. And Rabbi Kiva explained that when the Pasuk states Vesen, teaching us that there are two women that would be Chayi Sreifa, and is referring to a person's mother-in-law as well as his grandmother-in-law, and therefore when our Mishnah mentions Habal Isha Bita, it's referring to those two women where the Torah tells us specifically and mefurish that one would be chayav sreifa, and it's referring to a person's mother-in-law and to his grandmother-in-law, and it's not referring to his wife or to his daughter. And lefi abaya, our Mishnah works out perfectly according to Rabbi Kiva. However, the Gemara continues el Rava d'amah chamisa la'chamisa ikar benayu, but according to Rava who stated that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are being chilek on a side point, their machlekes is if there is a chayav of sreifa if someone's mizana with their mother-in-law if their wife already died. However, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva understand that when the Pasuk stated Isha Shiyikach as Isha Ves Ima, it's only referring to one's mother-in-law, and the Torah doesn't specify that a person's Chayav Sreifa for being Mizana with one's grandmother-in-law. And if so, Mastisin Mani, that when our Mishnah mentioned Habal Isha Shmita, which we explained must be teaching us that the Chiv of Sreifa for being Mizana with one's mother-in-law or grandmother-in-law is Mefurish in the Torah, that wouldn't work out if he the Shita of Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore the Lashon of our Mishnah would be Shver according to Rava. And the Gemara explains that our Mishnah is not Shver and Rava, as Amalekha Rava, Rava will respond, Tni Habal Isha Shinasabita, and Enechanami, our Mishnah is going both like Rabbi Kiva as well as like Rabbi Shmuel. And when the Mishnah teaches us that if someone is Baal Isha Bita, that the Chayav Sreifa, it is actually referring to someone that's Mizana with his mother-in-law, and the way to explain our Mishnah is as if it states, Habal Isha Shinasabita, that if someone has a relationship with a woman whom he already married her daughter, and this is referring to a person's mother-in-law, and both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that the Pasuk and Pasuk Kedoshim of the Isha Sheikach as Isha Vesima, Zima Hi Be'esh Yisufu Oisei Vesen, is only referring to a man that was Mizana with his mother-in-law, and the Torah teaches us that they would be Chayiv Sreifa. And as Rashi states, the Hainu Chamoisei Dechsiva Behedya, Ish Kiikach as Isha, the Hainu Ishtai Vesima, the Hainu Chamoisei. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, Yesh Bechal Isha Bita, Chamoisei Ve'im Chamoisei Ve'im Chamov. And the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that we learned the din of Chamoisei, Im Chamoisei, and Im Chamov from the din of Isha Bita, if Lefi Abaya Isha Bita already refers to Chamoisei and Im Chamoisei, and Lefi Rava Isha Bita refers to Chamoisei, and those are Mefurish in the Pasuk, and we don't have to learn them out of any drashas. And our Gemara therefore explains, La Abaya, I did a Kabbalah Miste Im Chamov, Tni Nami Chamoisei, Ve'im Chamoisei, that in Chenami, according to Abaya, that since we had to learn the din of Im Chamov from a drasha, therefore the Mishnah also mentions Chamoisei and Im Chamoisei, even though that Mefurish in the Pasuk. And as we mentioned that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, that when the Mishnah stated Habal Isha Bita is referring to someone as Mizana with their mother-in-law or their grandmother-in-law, the mother of their mother-in-law. And the Gemara continues, L'Rava Ayde Kabay L'Mista Im Chama Ve'im Chamaisai Tani Nami Chamaisai, that since we only know that there's a Chiv of Sreifa for your grandmother-in-law, either your mother-in-law's mother or your father-in-law's mother from the Limud, therefore that had to be mentioned in the Mishnah. And once we mention Im Chama Ve'im Chamaisai, so therefore, although Chamaisai is Mefurish in the Pasuk, and that is what the Mishnah meant when it stated Habal Isha Bita, but even so, since the Mishnah had to mention Im Chama Ve'im Chamaisai, therefore the Mishnah mentions Chamaisai once again, even though the Chiyu Sreifa for Chamaisai is Mefurish in the Pasuk. And our Gemara now continues, Menani Mili, that what is the Makar for all of the Dinam of the Mishnah, that all of these women are Chayu Sreifa, the Tanar Banan, and we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk and Pashat Kedoshim regarding Einshin states, V'isha Sheikach as Isha Ves'ima Zimahi Ba'ish Yisufu Oisei Ves'en V'leisiyah Zima B'seichem, and clearly the Torah teaches us that one is Chayu Sreifa if they're Mizana with their mother-in-law. And the Braisa states, Ein Le'el Isha Ve'ima, that we only see from the Braisa that one is Chayu Sreifa if they're Mizana with their mother-in-law, Bas Isha or Bas Bito Bas Ben HaMinayin. And how do we know that if someone's Mizana with the daughter of their wife or his wife's granddaughter, which as we previously explained refers to either his daughter as well or to his stepdaughter and step-granddaughters, how do we know that they would also be Chayu Sreifa? So the Braisa teaches us that we learn this based on Gzeira Shava, as Nema Kan Zima, as in the Pasuk that we just mentioned in Pashas Kedoshim regarding one's mother-in-law, the Pasuk states, V'isha Sheikach as Isha Vez Ima Zima Hi, and it uses the term Zima, V'nemel Alon Zima, and regarding that Zora that's mentioned in Pashas Achrimais regarding Isha Ubita, the Pasuk also uses the term Zima, and as the Pasuk states, Erves Isha Ubita Le Sigale, as Bas Binab as Bas Bita Le Sikach Le Gale Savasa Sha'ara Hina Zima Hi, once again, the Torah uses the Lashon Zima, and therefore we have Gzeir Shava, and Mal Alon Bito Bas Bito Bas Bina, and just like in Pashas Achrimais, when we speak about Zima, it refers to Bito Bas Bito Bas Bina, Afkan Bito Bas Bito Bas Bina, and therefore when the Torah speaks about Inchin, and it mentions that there's a Chiyu Sreifa in the case of mother-in-law, and it mentions Zimahi, so any case where there's Zima, there's also a Chiyu Sreifa, which would therefore also include if someone's Mizana with the daughter of his wife, or Bas Bito or Bas Bina. And the Braisa will now continue with two other dinim, and we will just read the words, and the Gemara will go into detail and explain this in a moment. The Braisa continues, Minayin lasa zecharim kinekeves, nema kan zima v'nema lalon zima, ma'al lalon zecharim kinekeves, af kan zecharim kinekeves, and finally, Minayin lasa lamata kalamayla, nema kan zima v'nema lalon zima, ma'al lalon lamata kalamayla, af kan lamata kalamayla, u'ma kan lamayla kalamata, af lalon lamayla kalamata. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the Braisa, as Amma, we just learned, Minayin lasa zecharim kinekeves, and the Gemara asks, my zecharim kinekeves, nekevos, then what does the b'risa mean when it asks, how do you know to make zecharim like nekevos? Ilema, as if you're going to tell me that the b'risa's question is bas binah ke bas pita. How do we know that the same din applies to bas binah and bas pita? Meaning that not only is Reuven also to have bia with his wife's daughter's daughter, but it's also also for him to have bia with his wife's son's daughter, and therefore we see that males would be like females. But b'hadei adodi kasiyon, l'maisa, certainly there was no reason to actually ask this question. In the Azara and Pashas Achrimois, they're both brought together, as the pasuk states, as bas binah as bas pita loisikach legal savasa sharehino zimahi, and therefore certainly we don't need any limud to teach us that the din of sreifa applies to bas binah just like bas pita, as we already learned that there's a chiyu sreifa by both of them based on the gzera shava of zima zima, and the gemara therefore states ela im chom of keim chamaisai. And if you're going to tell me that lasse zachar kenekeva is teaching us that just like there's a chiyu sreifa if someone was mizana with a mother-in-law's mother, the same would apply if someone was mizana with a father-in-law's mother. But the gemara states that that can either be pshat in the brisa as hashta im chamaisai lekamalon im chom of mahadala. At this point in the brisa, we don't yet even have makar that im chamaisai is chayu sreifa, and how would we be able to learn the din of im chamav from im chamaisai? And I in the second to last Rashi on this Amid, where Rashi states ela im chamav ke im chamaisai hashta im chamaisai akati lekamalon adayin lehimid al buryer b'sreifa min atira, as we still don't know the makar that the sreifa min atira for im chamaisai da haytanel from riyot to shemile da'i isha dekra haynu ishtai. Certainly when the pasuk states v'isha shiikach as isha v'esima, the word isha is referring to his wife, v'afilu l'man da'ama im chamaisai k'siva, and even according to the sheet of Abaya, that lefir abakiva, this pasuk is actually teaching us that im chamaisai is chayu sreifa, l'abim mashmu'usai da'as isha v'esima nafkalei. He doesn't learn from the words as isha v'esima, as certainly even he agrees that the words as isha v'esima refers to one's wife and his mother-in-law, elu mashmu'usai da'isei v'esen, and lefir abakiva, the makar that one is chayu sreifa, being mizana with his mother-in-law's mother, is from the word eshen, as we previously explained in Akdama. And we continue on Daf Ayin Hayom Beis, and Omar Bayin, therefore Abaye explains, Hachika Omar, that when the Braisa is, Minayin Lasa is a Chorim Kenekevois, the Braisa means the is, Minayin Lasa is She'er Habami Menu, Kesher Habami Menu. How do we know that the Chiyuv Sreifa doesn't only apply when a man is Mizana with his wife's daughter or his wife's granddaughter, and there is even a Chiyuv Sreifa where a man is Mizana with his own daughter that's not his wife's daughter, and he had out of wedlock, and for example, Bitur Menu Sasai, and similarly his granddaughter that's Meonu Sasai? And the Braisa learns this based on Xer Shavo as Nemakan Zima, Venemla Alon Zima, Mal Alon Zacharim Kinekevais, Afkan Zacharim Kinekevais. And the Gemara continues and asks that certainly in Pashas Achri Mois, the Pasuk uses the term Zima, but again Bas Bino and Bas Bito. And as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Erves Isho Bito Le Sigale, as Bas Bino, Ves Bas Bito Le Sikach Legal Savosa, Sharahino Zimoi. However, when the Pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois speaks about a man's daughters and bita menu sasai, the pasuk doesn't mention the term zima, and as the pasuk states, erves bas binchoi bas bitcha lisegale avoson ki avos chahina, and it doesn't use the term zima. Therefore, the gemara is v'habesheir didei like siva bezima. Now, lemaisa in pashas achrimais benegei da azora for one being mizana with their own daughters and bita menu sasai, the pasuk doesn't use the term zima, and amravan. Therefore, Rava explains amuli rabitzu baravdimi aser hena hena aser zima zima. That in a chanami, when the Brisa states that we learned this from a Gzeir Shava of Zima Zima, really the Brisa means to say that we learn it based on a Gzeir Shava of the words Hena and Hena, and then we also learn Zima Zima. And as Rashi explains, that is actually a two-tier approach, and is a two-tier limud, as initially we learn out the words Hena, as in Pashas Achri Mois, when the Torah teaches us that there's an Issa for a person to be Mizana with his granddaughter that he didn't have through his wife, but referring to Bitim and Sasai, the Pasuk states, Ervas Bas Bincha Bas Bitcha Lisegale Avosan, Ke Avoscha Hena, and the Torah uses the term Hena. And then the Torah also uses the term Hena when the Torah speaks about a person being Mizana with his wife's daughter or his wife's granddaughters, as in Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk states, as Bas Binov, as Bas Bita Lisikach Legale Savosa, Shara Hena, Zimahi, and we see the term Hena. And therefore, we see that anything that applies to Bas Binov and Bas Bita will also apply to Bas Bincha and Bas Bitcha. Then the second tier is that we already learned that there's a chiyuv sreifa for someone that's mizana with bas binah and bas pita, meaning his wife's daughters or his wife's granddaughters. As we previously learned, that since the pasuk in Pashas Achrimais uses the term zima, And in Pasha Kedoshim regarding the Chiyus Reifa, the Pasuk states, V'isha sheyikach es isha ves ima zima hi be'ish yisufu oisei ves hen. And therefore we learned that there's a Chiyus Reifa, someone is mizana with bas ishtai or bas bina or bas pita, and therefore is a charem kinekevois. And there's also a Chiyus Reifa if someone is mizana with their own daughters for to be to menesasai, or if a man was mizana with his own granddaughters that were not born to him through marriage and were born out of wedlock. Before we continue, let us see the top Rashi on Daf Ayin Hamer Beis, Diba Maschel Amabaya, Hai Zechor Menekevois, Allah Val Ishtai Kama, it's referring to a man and his wife, Vahori Kama, Minayin Lassi She'er Abomi Menu, the Hainu Bita Ubas Bino Ubas Bita Manu Sasai, the La Bechlal Isho Bita the Kroninu, the Hasim Be'ishtai Ayde Kedushin Kama, as those Arayis are referring to those daughters that were born to his wife through Kedushin, as the Shin Lobby of Amis Mikroi, the Rav Rami, Ksil Ve'erves Bas Binchoi Bas Bitra, Ha Bas Bino Bas Bita Shle Yaldum and it's mashma that doesn't make a difference if this is also your own daughter or if it's his stepdaughter. And the Gemara answers like Kasha Kamba Insin Kamba Nisuyin. And if one had a daughter through someone that he was ma'anis or his mefata, then there would be an isafin to be mezana with that daughter. However, iatamuza albita elam kemim chahi, but you won't be also to have a relationship with the daughter of someone you ma'anis or someone you mefata if it's not also your own daughter. However, if it's your wife, atamuza afa bashiyod l'ishachar, then there is nazara on your stepdaughter. And also, ayin Rashi deal maschal asya hina hina asya zima zima, where Rashi explains a bit differently than we explain the Gemara. And Rashi states, may kar my sin la behina hina vahod bezima zima, ksiv hacha ki avos chahina v'ksiv bishar ishtoi she'ira hina, mala alon zima imoi, afkan zima imoi. And therefore, it's as if it says the word zima in the psukim that deal with bita manusasai and bas bitoi and bas bina. And the Gemara continues on the Mar that we previously stated in the Braisa, Minayin Lassis Lamata Kalamaila, Nemakan Zima, Venemala Lon Zima, Malon Lamata Kalamaila, Afkan Lamata Kalamaila, Makan Lamaila Kalamata, Aflalon Lamaila Kalamata. The Gemara now is My Lamata Kalamaila. Now, what does the Braisa mean when it states Lamata Lamaila? And the Gemara is Ilema Bas Bino Bas Bita Kibita, as if you're going to tell me that the Brice is trying to teach us that the Dina Bas Bino and Bas Bita is the same as if someone's Mizana with his wife's daughter, but Bahadi Adodikasyon, Lemaisa, they're all brought in the same Pasuk, and there's no Limud that's required. And as the Pasuk states in Pashas Achri Mois, Ervis Ishu Bita Le Segale, which refers to having beer with your wife as well as her daughter. And then the Pasuk continues, as Bas Bino, that's Bas Bita Le Sikach, Legal Savosa, Shah. And therefore, although you could tie the word lamata that is referring to a lower generation or your wife's granddaughter, and lamailo could potentially refer to your wife's daughter, which is a higher generation, but certainly there would be no need for any limud as both are explicitly brought in the same pasuk. And the Gemara continues, Ella im chama ve'im chamesi kechamesai. And if you explain that the Brice is trying to compare lamata kalamailo and is trying to compare someone's father-in-law's mother and mother-in-law's mother to their mother-in-law, but hi lamata kalamaila, lamaila kalamata havoi. How can you call this lamata kalamaila if lamaisa we're learning the upper generation, meaning a person's father-in-law's mother and mother-in-law's mother, which is a generation above, and they're comparing it to his mother-in-law, which is a lower generation, and therefore the lashon and brisa wouldn't make sense. However, the Gemara responds that would not be shver as three lamaila kalamata, as ein chenami, the brisa is trying to find a makar that is a chiyu sreifa if someone's mizana with their father-in-law's mother or the mother-in-law's mother, and the makar would be from chamaisai and ein chenami. The way to learn the brisa is minayin lasais lemaila kilamata and namikanzima v'nemalal lanzima malalon lemaila kilamata afkan lemaila kilamata. However, the Gemara says that certainly this can't be pshat in the brisa as ihochi namikanzima v'nemalal lanzima. How could the brisa state that the term zima is found when the Torah speaks about im chamav and im chamaisai? But certainly that's not true as umahashta ini like siva zima. That since neither in Pashas Achrimah is Benegeit Azara or in Pashas Kedoshim regarding the Inshin, the Torah doesn't mention Eim Chamav Eim Chamaisai at all. Certainly the Torah doesn't mention the word Zima Benegeit Eim Chamav or Eim Chamaisai. How could the Brisa state that we would have a Gzira Shava? And therefore, Amar Abaya, Abaya explains that the Brisa is teaching us as follows, that Hachik Amar Minayin Lassish Shleish Dairis Lamayla Kishleish Dairis Lamata. How do we know that the three higher or upper Dairis referring to a person's mother-in-law and Im Chamav and Im Chamaisai will have the same din of Sreifa, just like we know that when a person is Zana with his wife's daughter, Bas Pino, Bas Pita, that is a Chiv of Sreifa. And the Brisa teaches us, Nemala Matazima, that Benegea Bita and Bas Pino and Bas Pita, the Torah states, Erevas Ishu Bita Le Sigalas, Bas Pino, Ves Bas Pita Le Sikach, Le Galas Avasa Sheir Hena Zima Hi, and the Torah uses the Lashon Zima, Benemala Baila Zima, and Benegea the upper generations, the Torah also uses the term Zima, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Kedoshim, Vesha Sheikach as Isha Ves Ima Zima Hi, and that's referring to one's mother-in-law, and Malamata Shlesha Deiris, and just like Benegea the Azara of the lower generations, the Torah specifies that it refers to a person's wife's daughters, as well as Bas Pina and Bas Pita, and therefore the same applies when the Torah tells us that the Azara not to have a relationship with your wife's mother, that it doesn't only apply to your mother-in-law, but this issue also applies to Im Chamav, Im Chamaisai, and as the Gemara states, Aflamayla Shlesha Deiris, and Abaya continues, Ma Ba'inish Asalamata Kalamayla, Apazar Nami Asalamayla Kalamata, and since we previously learned that just like the Torah specifies that if one is Mizana with their mother-in-law, that they're Chayav Sreifa, and the Torah used the term Zima, and similarly, since the Torah uses the term Zima, Benegeya Bas Ishtai, as well as Bas Pita and Bas Pina, so therefore the Chayav Sreifa applies to them as well, and once there's a Chayav Sreifa on Bita and Bas Pina, so the Chayav Sreifa would now apply to all Shlesha Deiris L'mayla, and would not only apply to Chamesi, which is states Mefurish, but the Chayav Sreifa would also apply to Im Chamav and Im Chamesai, and Ayin Rashi is 7 lines from where it gets wide, V'lish to the Breisa, Hachikama, Nayin Lassis, L'mayla Me'ishtoi, Kilamata Me'ishtoi, L'in Yishleisha Deiris, Nem L'mayla Me'ishtoi Zima, V'nem L'matam Ishtoi Zima, V'osa Kosa L'mata Kilamayla, Bas Pita Kibita, Af L'mayla Me'ishtoi, Osa L'mayla Kilamata, Osa Im Chamesai Kichamesai, Nare L'madnum L'inish, L'lamdim L'azora, She'af Chamesai Atzma L'inem B'azora, as the Torah in Pashas Achrimais B'negeid Azores never mentions that there's an Issa to have beer with your mother-in-law, and therefore we learn Ma Ba'inish L'mata Kilamayla Ravina and She'er Shalmata Himena L'Sreifa K'She'er Shalmayla Himena, as the Torah specifies that there's a Chiv of Sreifa if someone's Mizana with their mother-in-law, At Bazara Asa She'er Shalmayla Himena K'She'er Shalmata Himena, and it's as if the Torah specifies that there's an Azara not to have beer and not to be Mizana with your mother-in-law, and Ba'afagad the Braisa Ipchotani Abaya Mepach, and even though the actual words of the Braisa are not Mashmanis way and they're actually the opposite, however Abaya switches around words of this Braisa, and the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, and Rav Ashi explains La'ilim Kediktani, that really we could explain the Braisa in the exact way that we brought down the Braisa, and we would not have to say like Abaya that would have to be Mepach, and we'd have to switch around the words of the Braisa, and Amai Lamata Lamata B'Issa, and when the Braisa uses the term Lamata, is not referring to a lower generation, but the word Lamata is always referring to something which is a lower level Issa, as Lamaisa the person doesn't have such a strong relationship, and when the Braisa mentions the word Lamaila, it's always referring to a higher level of Issa and a higher level of relationship, and therefore it makes more sense that the person is also to have a relationship with that person. And as Rashi explains that according to Rav Ashi, we would learn the Braisa as the Braisa states, Ma'alalon Lamata Kalamaila, Afkan Lamata Kalamaila, Umay Lamata Dekama Lamata B'Issa, Issa Kal Kari Lamata, V'achomor Kari Lamaila, as we explained, and the Braisa Shaila was, Minayin Lasseis Im Chama V'im Chamaisai, and how do we know that it would be an Issa for someone to be Mizana with Im Chama and Im Chamaisai, even though they were Chaykais, and their Issa is only Lamata, and how do we know that they would have the same Issa, just like Chamaisai, she Kreva V'Yisura Elyon V'Chomer, and Nemekan Zima V'nem La'alon Zima, and Rashi points out that Rav Ashi is not bothered by the original Gemara's question, that Hashta Inle Ksiva, that Zima did Huksivi, that how can you say that if Im Chamais and Im Chamav is not actually written in the Torah, then surely the word Zima is not written in regard to Im Chamav and Im Chamaisai. As Rashi explains, the Hai Nemekan Zima, Lavalai Okai, as when the Gemara states that says Zima in this Pasha is not referring to Im Chamav and Im Chamaisai, Elohochi Nokel Milsei, Nemekan Chamaisai Zima, that says the word Zima, Benegea Mother-in-law, Venema Alon, Bebas Ishtai Zima, and regarding Bas Ishtai, it also says Loshen Zima, and Mal Alon, Matab Issa Kalamaila Beissa, Chai Vakosav al Bas Pito, Bas Pinakabito, and just like Benegea Issa Bas Ishtai, the Torah clearly applies this Issa not only to Bas Ishtai, but to Bas Pito and Bas Pino as well. Therefore, Afkan, and also regarding a mother-in-law, Nasa Im Chomav Im Chamaisai Kichamaisai, and that even by Im Chomav Im Chamaisai, there would be a Chiv of Sreifa, Hainu Lamata Beissa. Issa, Kilamaila b'Issa, that the lower Issa has the same din as a higher Issa, as Lamaisa, Im Cham v'In Chamaisai, are lower Issa than someone have a relationship with their mother-in-law, which is more of a direct relationship. Rashi continues, V'Sefa, the Hadr Tani, Ma'kam l'mata k'lamayla, af la'la l'mayla k'lamata, Rav Ashi k'abayim in Farish la, l'mil f'azara b'chamaisai v'im chamaisai v'im chamav. And this part of the Brisa is trying to explain, where do we have an azara that teaches us that it's also to have bia with your mother-in-law or with im chamav or im chamaisai, as l'mayisai we have a klal that in ancient elim came azirin, and in Pashas Achrimais, the Torah doesn't speak about a mother-in-law or im chamav or im chamaisai at all. Hachi ka'amar, and this is what the Brisa tells us, and therefore we will also be marba she'er shel ma'ilo me'ishtoi, which refers to chamaisa ve'im chamaisai, and we will stop over here.